to take on a project or try to achieve a goal, part of my coaching and consulting will address this with you. If I take you on as a client, or if we spend any time together in this group, it'll be referenced indirectly sometimes and directly others, but it's constant. It's a solid truth, whether we admit it or not. And if we just think about it long enough and get to the nitty gritty, it has a lot to do with an obstacle to achieving our goals and success is confidence. Now, you individually may have all the confidence in the world, and you power through those moments, and you've been okay or maybe even successful. But for the average person, and this is why the entrepreneurial mindset versus the business owner versus the 9-to-5er, this is what separates these levels in a lot of ways. And there's solutions to it, but if you're not really observant of it and you don't understand that it is what's deterring you, it could have a lifelong effect on you without knowing it. And, you know, fear is one thing. That is a whole different subject. And in a lot of cases, fear can be taken care of as well. And then there's just, you know, that business DNA in you that you're either going to take risks or you're not. But what I'm talking about is once you've overcome that fear and taken that first step, and now we are doing what it takes, the daily things that are necessary to achieve those goals, confidence is absolutely necessary to power through the obstacles and the rigors, the unknown kind of things that come at us on a daily basis. And if you're a business owner, you've been going at this for any amount of time, I know you understand what I'm saying. But how about some of you who've had these ideas or projects in your mind, and you've never taken action? So to gain confidence, to attack fear and meet your fears head on and overcome those fears, to figure out the formula to maintaining your confidence is absolutely important in the execution and implementation of your strategies. If you're trying to execute and you're trying to develop strategies, fear and confidence will be playing a part subconsciously or consciously. So one you're aware of and one you're not. And this, you know, going back to what we'll focus on and how I present it, is critical to hitting that extra dimension of your business intellect and overall success in life. Now, talk about a mind-blowing conversation. So, it manifests in so many ways. You may not have invested in that extra technology. You may have procrastinated on one task or another. I mean, you decided not to push that particular deal, or there's just so many ways on a daily basis that this can hurt you, hinder you. And don't get me wrong, sometimes not making a move could be the right move. The point is, why are you making that decision? If it's being made because of a lack of confidence, you're in trouble. It's kind of like going into a game, whatever sport you play, and I like to reference basketball a lot. It's like trying to go against an opponent and you're the leading scorer, but you will not take a shot that particular day, that particular game, or something about that other team is having an effect on you and a lack of confidence. So if you have a team around you, you could probably pass the ball and you can do some other things and use those skill sets. But we're talking about what's really at the end of the day in your head as an individual entrepreneur. And there are ways to help. And the biggest, most powerful way is to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. If you figure that only 10% of the population is capable of being an entrepreneur or a risk taker, and there's so many levels to that statement in itself, but let's just use round numbers and say about 10% of people will ever be that type of individual. Then if you're the typical room and you're the entrepreneur, that means the next 9 people around you are not thinkers like you. So if you're constantly looking for validation or support from the first 10 people around you, it's going to be difficult. So you need to seek out somebody who could be in a completely different field, play a whole different sport, going back to the sport analogy, but they understand the prep, the investment, the mindset that it takes. And so if you talk to a potential supporter about having to invest let's just say you're just starting out and no lines of credit are established, you're barely launching, you're barely making your product available to people, and you need to spend $5,000 to $10,000 on a new piece of technology, and you go and ask your wife or your spouse, your significant other, depending on who we're talking about, and you go to that individual and you say, I understand that, you know, you have that lump in your throat and we have our kids and you've already seen that I've quit my job to pursue this, or I'm working less to pursue this dream, and you've been supportive and you've agreed to that so far, but guess what? Now I need another investment of $5,000 to $10,000. The support that's going to come in that initial conversation is not going to be as good as speaking to a fellow business owner who understands the need for proper infrastructure or processes and how that technology will alleviate, you know, customer relations or accounting, data management. If you're talking to the wrong group, you're gonna get the wrong support. So the key to maintaining that confidence throughout the execution and implementation of a strategy, the key is understanding that ahead of time and prepare yourself by surrounding yourself with colleagues, friends, and a support system in general that understands what it takes and who has been successful, okay? Because you could go wrong there. You cannot just, you know, surround yourself with people who say what you want to hear. That is another casualty waiting to happen in itself. And that's why I've created my free Facebook group, simply for that, simply for a safe place for other entrepreneurs or somebody wanting to begin a new chapter in their life, take on a new challenge, most of that confidence can be all the mental, that mindset, that preparation factor in itself. I mean, when anybody goes into business, you have to know problems are going to come. It is not going to be a bed of roses all the time. You know, it's not hunky dory, man. Anybody who's been in business any amount of time can tell you that. And not that anyone ever thinks it, but going through it is so much different than just talking about it or hearing others talk about it. And it can be, it can wreak havoc on your life, in your personal, mental state. And then it's a domino and a snowball effect to your head and your life and decisions you make. So fire prevention is so much more powerful than what you need to put into putting out a fire that's already in full effect. So again, prepare, understand that, and here a little bit, to touch on it a little bit more. When you're trying to pick that individual or that group, you need to understand where they're coming from and why the negativity exists or why you're not getting that support. And then you can try to filter out that negativity and understand where it's coming from. I mean, we're not taught in this day and age, the newer generation, if you're born in the last, 15 years or so, or 20 years, I think everybody understands the past 3 or 4 years has been a lot different. So if you're hitting that level, where you're a teenager going into, your early 20s, being an entrepreneur, starting a business or doing YouTube videos, all this technology stuff is just second nature now. But if you're, I hate to make it an age demographic, but it's a pretty solid understanding that if you were a little bit older, especially my generation, Generation X, I mean, you were still kind of being taught by the baby boomers and so forth that, you got to get a solid job, go to college, and spend a lot of money, rack up those student loans, and that's how you assured a successful life. And really what they're doing and what's going on is preparing you to work for somebody and be one of those workers that just takes all the pressure and despite the pressure, the abuse in some cases, the being overworked is normal, and you got to do what you got to do. Keep working, keep showing up, work that 8, and if you have to work the 10, 12 hours a day, come back the next morning. I mean, you include travel time and you include, all the little errands and, having to stop at the store and get something, get some food to put on the table, put gas in the car. I mean, I've been there. And it's what we're all trying to get out of. And these days it seems normal, but man, you might have a couple of hours a night with your family if you're lucky enough to get that. And that's probably just homework and trying to get the kids to do, what they need to do to get prepared for the next day at school. And so, long story short, you were prepared to live that life for so long, and now this new age and this awakening of opportunity that's very real is still a minority in who you're going to encounter and get support from. And I would have to say, just from experience, and I know this could offend some people, usually in my group, in my surrounding, but somebody who's going to see this or hear this topic is going to say, well, there's a lot of people that are now believers. It's not it's not like that anymore because there's this movement for younger people to get into business at an earlier age, right out of high school. You know, now it's easy to find support. Well, and this is where it might get a little touchy, but yeah, you're gonna get the kind of support that's okay. Like, yeah, go for it. You should start that new project. Yeah, absolutely, do it. I'm talking about surrounding yourself with support that says, yes, I understand what you're thinking. Yeah, I understand the hesitation. I understand the problems you're gonna encounter. But I also understand what the solutions are and how to overcome them, because I've been through them myself. And yeah, it did cause a lot of frustration and problems for a little while. And I wish I knew then what I know now. So let me tell you how to avoid those problems. That's the kind of support you're looking for. Not just the cheerleading, you know, we're going to support whatever you do kind of thing. And I believe that that's kind of the little gray area from someone who's in the early 20s, late 20s, even getting into business early. And I mean, I see a lot of my younger colleagues, and I'm just so impressed on what they can do. Unbelievable abilities to speak and execute. The only thing that I do notice is that their message changes year to year. And it's okay. It's part of the growth. It's understandable. It's understandable, and it's actually a compliment that they realize the growth and the error in their ways or their prior way of thinking. And this is an ongoing thing. This is life. We continue to learn. If I'm ever changing my tune, it's probably for a good reason. But going back to this confidence thing, you need to support yourself with people who've been there and done that the way that you intend to be there and do it. And people, for many reasons, including what I just described at in depth, they don't come from a background of that kind of support. Those who have the experience, who have been there and done that, are really not, they're far and few in between of going to be in your vicinity to give you that support. So you got to seek them out. That's all I'm trying to say. You can't just walk into a room and expect them to be right there in front of you. You have to seek them out, and joining a group like I've established is a great start. There's a few moderators and admins that are strategically added to help in case a topic, you know, comes up, like maybe business formations, finances, tax questions, legal questions, stuff that you're always going to have the disclaimer, and it's there in the group that, you know, you got to do your own research, you got to do your own investigation, but somebody can point you in the right direction so you can get going. And that's the kind of help you need in those moments. There's nothing new under the sun. Most people who've been in business for a while and have lasted have been through what you're going through right now. You're not the first person. It's not only happening to you. You just have to get used to asking questions ahead of the problem. That'll save you half the grief that I've ever gone through. And the reason I'm here today speaking is because I'm changing my methods, because I've played the sport for a long time, but now I'm changing positions. I've observed, I've watched, I've helped people here in the real world for years. And I'm finally getting my confidence in my message and my abilities to deliver the message to now do more video and actually post, because I've practiced for a while. Nothing should happen overnight. If you're lucky, fantastic, but you need to acquire the experience. So the younger group constantly changing their tune or frequently changing their tune. Because again, I'm very aware of some really good, savvy, solid entrepreneurs that are in their 20s and teens, and it's freaking amazing. Not, you know, at times it could be a little scary to think that, you know, that's competition, because I'm a competitive person and I want to be super great at what I do. But you need to embrace that. It's like, again, playing a sport. Some people are going to have some really amazing skill sets in one capacity, but put them in a different position or in a different room, and they're going to struggle just like you. So confidence is going to come from many areas, and one is going to be from surrounding yourself with like-minded people and getting to some support systems and prevent the problems. And know that there's somebody who's been through it before. And that leads to the second one, which is to know that there's a solution to the problems that you're encountering, whatever it may be, because it'll come at you in so many shapes and so many forms and by surprise. Never, I mean, it's, even if you've prepared, it's still gonna happen. And then you have to understand where the negativities come from. They haven't been taught those, they haven't hit the mindset that you have. Some people are just always gonna, you know, lean towards comfort and not growth. And that is where I go back to the 10% of people. Like 90% of people are gonna not understand, not have the abilities, not even ever think about it, or they're gonna choose comfort. And for whatever reason, that leaves only about 10%. Okay, that's the theory we're going with. So they didn't really learn it. They're kind of scared themselves, so they're putting it on you, like, ooh, why would you do that? You're gonna have to do all this work. You're gonna have to get up early. How do you do that and have a day job? I mean, I don't know how many times I encountered that, you know? Oh, so you have that day job that I know of? You have, you're doing real estate and you're doing some marketing stuff, and then now I know that I met you and you seem to own this business or that business. Why are you doing so much? Man, that is like the most common starting off point and trigger for a conversation I've had for a long time. And what I've learned is you're just not going to get a lot of people to understand that. And you got to be prepared. You have to have that little bit of armor that's always there as you build it up and it gets thicker and thicker, to just say, you know, I know where this person's coming from, and I'm not angry anymore. It's not that they don't believe I can do it. They don't know that they can do it. And building up your confidence is going to come through experience as well. Falling down, getting up, knowing that, you know, you got punched in the face, and guess what? You didn't get knocked out. Anyone who's been in a real fight or trains in a fight, that's what sparring's about. That's what, you know, going through that physical stress of any type of training as an athlete, or maybe you're a firefighter, and they put you in those situations in training of stress so that you know you can handle it. So understand all these old, you know, sayings of what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. They all come from someone. It's just about you being aware of it, taking it from your subconscious to your conscious and being prepared for that. Not everyone's capable of doing that. Not a lot of people like to live in that state. And let me tell you, I don't either. But it's those who do it anyways that have the true courage, the confidence. And little by little, it gets... The small things don't bother you. There's still going to be something that gets to you, and you try to avoid those things. But that does it. That remains the same. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard at times. You do everything possible to do things right, avoid exposure, and then when the problems come around, you learn how to mitigate that and move on faster and faster. But it doesn't prevent it 100%.